Well, 2018 is winding down, so let's get to a year-end edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. And
there goes the last DJ.
Ann Litt is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. She is here with some of her favorites for the year. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jeremy.
And I guess I will say to you, Happy New Year, even though, you know, we don't say that just yet, but you're the first for me this year. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you. I'm excited to be here. And Best Of is always one of my favorites.
Okay, well, let's get to some of the ones that you brought us. You've picked a few. I'm sure you have others that you love as well. But let's get to some of these. This is Street Fighter Moss. It's from the jazz musician Kamasi Washington. I love that. And people might know Washington, by the way, as the saxophone player on Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. But this is him coming into his own fame.
Absolutely. It's his sophomore album. It is called Heaven and Earth. And the reason he calls it that is because he's exploring differences and parallels between two worlds, sort of the celestial world and the terrestrial world. And in his instincts, he's sort of trying to draw the two together as a marriage, really.
And people say that when you go to his concerts, that the crowd goes wild like he's a rock star, which I guess you wouldn't normally associate with a jazz musician.
You wouldn't. There's something interesting going on, and I think, Jeremy, you and I have talked about this in the past. There's a really cool thing going on with jazz these days, and artists like Kamasi Washington, who's an incredible saxophone player and has played traditional jazz with people like Gerald Wilson, among others. He has also worked, as you said, with Kendrick Lamar in Flying Lotus and Thundercat, and there's this great marriage of sort of hip-hop and funk and traditional jazz that's going on, and so a younger generation, a newer generation, is getting turned onto jazz in a completely different way.
The next one that you wanted us to hear, one of your favorites of the year, is Girlfriend. It's by Christine and the Queens. Same as anything's more lumps on my jaw. For lusting after is the usual for sure. May your girl come birdie day on the dispel. Fingers and really sunk on the jiggle at them. Girlfriend. Don't feel like a girlfriend. There's something that I just love about hearing French singers sing in English, but with their French accent.
Mm-hmm. Sexy, seductive, full of desire, but also while feeling raw and vulnerable. Chris, as she's calling herself now, has gone through so many different iterations, and she's drawing on so many influences in this new album, and I love it. There's a French version and an English version, as a matter of fact.
And she describes this music as freak pop.
I love that. I also describe it as sort of this, well, you can hear Michael Jackson in it, you can hear Madonna in it.
She was spanked on stage by Madonna in 2015, I read.
She was indeed. But the great thing about Chris is that she's doing it on her own terms. You know what I mean? She's in charge. Mm-hmm. And she made that very clear when we were talking. And she also wants to redefine for young people, too, what it really means to be a woman. And I loved having that conversation with her.
Okay, next up from you is Hey Mama. This is by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
Hey Mama, it's me. Said you've been away, child. Said you've been a long time running. Hey Mama, answer me. Baby boy, you better sit down. And when the sun's out, only son, this'll be so hard to hear. Hey.
Now, Anne, if I'm not mistaken, you're from Virginia, right?
I am.
Okay, so this is, I hear your Virginia roots right here in this, and your love of this. So tell me more about this one.
Well, funnily enough, he's actually from the Midwest and now calls Denver home. But I do think you speak to something that gets to me in my soul. I also think that what I love about Nathaniel Rateliff is that when he performs live, he does not hold anything back. He just leaves it out there all on the stage for all of us. And on this album, one of the things he did that I love, Jeremy, is, you know, he writes all the lyrics and everything himself. But this time he really made it a band effort. They all went in together. And so the whole recording and the whole experience of listening to Tearing at the Seams really feels like a band project, and you can tell he's going through a lot of personal stuff during the making of this album. Mm-hmm. In fact, I talked to him backstage, and he's had a rough stretch. He's the first to admit it. He leaves it all out on the stage when he performs. It's very autobiographical, and it's really honest and personal and raw. And yet, when he performs, it sounds like an R&B party album.
Mm. Interesting. Well, he's got a beautiful voice, too. Let's listen to the next one that you brought us. This is The Mother. It's by Brandi Carlile.
Welcome to the end of being alone inside your mind. You're tethered to another, and you worried all the time. You always knew the melody, but you never heard it rhyme. She's fair and she is quiet, Lord. She doesn't look like me. She made me love the morning. She's a holiday at sea. The New York streets are as busy as they always used to be. But I am the mother of Evangeline.
This track is from Carlile's new album, By the Way, I Forgive You. What made you pick this one?
Well, it's called The Mother, and pretty much every time I hear this song, I start crying. I think the power of her relating her experiences as a parent, and I'm a parent as well, so I think I really relate to it. In fact, one of the things I was thinking about while you were playing that song is that every single one of the artists I'm speaking to you about today, I've seen live in the past year, and I wonder if that had an impact on me in choosing them. And when I saw Brandi Carlile perform this song, The Mother, live, there kind of wasn't a dry eye in the house. And she speaks in stories, and she tells these stories that you know are from her own experience. And the way she shares them, much like Nathaniel Rateliff, she doesn't hold anything back. And you can't help but get sucked into the power. You know, she was also just nominated, by the way, for 6 Grammy Awards.
Wow.
So she is the most nominated female artist in the forthcoming Grammy Awards.
You know, if you win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony, they say you've got an EGOT. I guess if you win 6 Grammys, you've just got a maybe there's a name for it. All right, the next one you brought us, Best of the Year here, Ann Litt, is Runnin'. It's by Wahada. So this is Reggie Watts, the famous comedian and beatboxer some might know from The Late Late Show with James Corden. And the other part of this is John Tejada.
John Tejada is, gosh, for decades has been sort of the godfather of the L.A. techno minimal scene. Mm-hmm. He's really well known here in the Los Angeles electronic underground. And he's teamed up with Reggie Watts, a really unlikely pairing. You know, Reggie Watts sort of brings the groove and the funk, and John Tejada brings the beats. And I think the thing that struck me about this, as it struck me about Kamasi Washington, is putting two disparate things together and coming up with something completely different and completely listenable. You can be a giant techno fan and love Wahada, and you can be just a fan of like groove and funk and think it's awesome as well. This is my suggestion for you getting ready to go out on New Year's Eve to put on this Wahada album.
You can just hear yourself listening to this as you're like driving to a party in the Hollywood Hills.
Completely. And I was just dancing while you were playing it. It's called Casual High Technology.
Well, Anne, I will say that I don't have a favorite for the year. I haven't thought enough about this, but I will say that one that I've discovered in the last month, which is probably up on the list, is Tame Impala's Let It Happen. This is the Soul Wax remix. Take a listen to this. Now, this song goes on for like 8 minutes, and every time I listen to it, I love it.
Well, you can add that to your New Year's Eve playlist, Jeremy.
Perfect. Okay, we'll put that on there too. And I'm sure there are many more songs, and people can submit their favorite songs of the year at hereandnow.org, where you can see all of Ann's picks. You can also find us on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now, and of course on Apple Music as well. Ann Litt, thank you for sharing those with us, and Happy New Year once again.
Thank you.